Our scripture this morning is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing set before him." And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
You may be seated. If you were to come by the parsonage today, you would not only find myself residing there, you would find 2 little 11-week-old chocolate lab puppies. And they are as cute as can be, as energetic as can be, but also I've learned they are as needy as can be. Constantly wanting my attention, or when I'm sitting on the couch, they're not quite able to jump up every time, so they just kind of put their front 2 paws up and they say, "Let me up, let me up." And then when you bring them up, give it about 5 seconds and they jump down and go find something else. And then they come back around and they want to jump up again. They're always wanting to follow you and be under your feet. They just want the attention. And whenever you put them away at night, they whimper for at least 5 minutes because they don't want to be in the laundry room for the time being. And what we don't realize, or what they don't realize, is it's okay to be in the laundry room. You got your water, you got your toys, it's bedtime. And so I've come to know that these puppies are a little needy because of just learning the situations around them and understanding life. At this point, I suppose they're little toddlers is the best analogy to give. But I found that they want the attention. They want to be with us, even when maybe they don't recognize it's not the right time for what they particularly want. Or when they're playing with toys that they do not need to be playing with, like my sandals. Jesus is talking to us about prayer. Prayer is one of the essential cornerstones of our faith. We talk all the time about how prayer is a way for us to communicate with God. And then today, Luke is giving us his version of Jesus teaching us the Lord's Prayer. This prayer that we're very familiar with, this prayer that we say every Sunday morning and possibly even every day. So I'm sure that most of us have heard a version of what Jesus is sharing here in this scripture. But as we break down this prayer, some of these petitions, some of these words are hard for us. I mean, when Jesus says, "Your kingdom come, forgive us of our sins, I will forgive those who sin against us," we say those words, and sometimes that's tough. That's tough because we don't know what God's kingdom is at this point in our lives. We don't always want to admit when we're wrong or when we have done something against one another. And it is so hard for us to forgive when someone has done against us. These words that Jesus are sharing about this prayer, they can be tough. They can be tough when we really sit down and we really pray those words. Now, I have trouble. Like I've said, I have trouble with those times of sometimes saying, you know, I messed up. I have times saying, okay, your will be done, your kingdom come. But as we continue through our scripture, we see this parable that comes right after this prayer of a man who is knocking at the door, asking for loaves from one of his neighbors at midnight. One thing is, if you're going to knock on my door at midnight, I need a really good reason because more than likely I'm asleep. And he answers the door, and at first he's not going to do it. But then we see Jesus continue to tell this story and continue to tell how after the persistence, after the social idea, the man who is living here with the bread, he's going to give that bread. And I love how we use the NRSV version today because I used a different version and read more about this, and so it helps me convey that a lot of people, when they translate the ancient Greek, they don't think that it is persistent. Rather, they believe that the word should be translated as shamelessly. Because of his shamelessness. Now, let's think about what that means exactly. For this gentleman to come to his neighbor and knock on the door, even at midnight, to say, "I don't have what is needed to provide for my guests who are here. Will you help me?" That's how it would have been if we're talking about this gentleman being shameless, having shamelessness. So when we talk about shamelessness, the definition is characterized by or showing lack of a painful emotion caused by consciousness of guilt, shortcoming, or improperly. And then when we talk about persistence, firm or continuous in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. You can have both of those together. But when we really break down, if Jesus is trying to share about this man who's going shamelessly to ask, do we go in our prayer with these words that God has taught us, that Jesus has shared with us? Do we go and have shamelessness? Do we pray in a way that our heart is open to what can come, to our shortcomings? Are we going to God in prayer and showing humbleness? Are we showing vulnerability? Or are we going to prayer because we really want something, and we're going to continue to pray every night until that that idea that wish becomes reality? Are we going to be like my little puppies who are going to whimper until I open the door so that they can get out? God's going to listen to us regardless of why we're praying. God's going to love us regardless of our actions. But God wants us to fully immerse ourselves with God and with Christ. And the way to do that in our prayers is to pray vulnerably, to pray with an open heart, an open mind, to know that we don't know what God's kingdom will look like, even though we say, "Your kingdom come." To truly mean the words that say, "Forgive us of our sins," and acknowledging those moments of shortcoming, shamelessly acknowledging our actions that have hurt ourselves and hurt others in our community. Being willing to know that our prayers, the way God answers them may not look as we wish, but that God still loves us. That God is still listening to us, that God is with us. And how we pray, no matter if it's conversationally in the car when you're by yourself, whether you're kneeled down on the altar rail in this sanctuary, or if it's just over your food before a meal, whatever the situation, whatever the time, whatever the approach you have for prayer, it's important for us to be open. For our hearts to be open. For us to be willing to listen. For us to go to God shamefully. I just butchered that word, but that's okay. But for us to go to God open, with an open heart, humble, vulnerable, willing to give our whole selves to God. Willing to really pray, to really mean what we say, to know that God is in our life and present and working through us, that the Spirit has been poured out on each and every one of us. So not to go to prayer and be persistent and not mean what we say, but to go to prayer open, ready to listen, to go, to love, to give all of ourselves to God. So now let us pray in this moment. Let's bow our heads. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this community. And Lord, we thank you for loving us. Loving us even though at times when we come to you, we don't always mean the words we say. Sometimes we have ulterior motives for what we want, but you still listen. You still love. you still want us to go to you. So now we just ask that you continue to help us come to you with an open heart, to come to you vulnerable, and to give our whole selves to you. Because we are not perfect, and we continue to need to be molded in your image. Continue to live in a life that is pleasing unto you, to love you more, and to help build your kingdom, whatever that kingdom may look like. So we thank you, Lord. We just ask that you continue to show your love, to show your presence, and to show your guidance. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.